kind of excited for what the future holds?
Of course, especially on the offensive side. I mean, I know everyone is licking their chops to see Cruz, Randle, and Odell out there together. And on the defense side, I think it's going to be great to hopefully have another year with DRC and the same defensive back room.
You guys finished, I think it was 29th in yardage allowed this year. What has to change on the defense?
I think, I mean, a lot of things come to my head, but I think big plays was still something that we were very susceptible to this year. And I don't know, a lot of things, but the one thing that I'm comfortable saying right now is big plays.
Do you anticipate a lot of change on defense, you know,
after a rough year
like this?
Change in what ways?
Personnel, coaches.
You know what? From what I'm hearing, I could see that happening, but on another side, I could see some of the coaches staying.
Prince, for you personally, I mean, what kind of schedule are you on? Do you think you'll be ready for the start of OTAs, or do you think you're going to be kind of limited going forward?
No, I think I'll be ready starting OTAs by March. Should be the time where I can start curling. But right now, my arm feels well, and as soon as I start doing push-ups and start doing light curls, it'll build back some strength into it.
You're doing that now, push-ups and light curls?
I haven't yet. I know I'm able to, but I can't do it without the trainer's command.
Prince, did you see enough from yourself this year in terms of your further advancement and development before the injury to know what kind of player you're going to be in 2015?
Of course. I definitely saw a lot of potential. I felt like I was ascending pretty good, and it's just a bummer. One of my personal goals was to play in the Pro Bowl, especially being in my backyard in Arizona, but that didn't happen this year. But I wouldn't say I surprised myself, because I knew by the type of camp I was having that I set myself up to have a pretty great year, and I got to be the number one corner for a couple of weeks, whether it's due to DRC's being injured a little bit, or is it due to my play? But I felt like that was one of the goals that I wanted to accomplish.
Do you have a feeling where this team is, in the sense of, like, you're 6-10, which is worse than last year? I mean, are you worse than last year, or do you sense something else?
It's tough, because you, in this league, that you really just grade by wins and losses. But if you go and look at those wins and losses, it's like we lost it by this play. I mean, you can go look at the Jacksonville game, the 49ers game, the second Cowboys game, and it's just like we were just there, like we were a play away from being in the W column, and those are the plays that we have to make to win games in this league.
Thanks, Prince.
No problem.
Tom Coughlin talked to you guys just briefly today. What was the message from him?
A couple of the takeaways that Coach Coughlin mentioned was that we should be proud of ourselves by the way we fought, especially against the circumstances that we were facing, with just injuries and how the season was going. So he was just saying that we should be proud of ourselves of how we handled adversity, and one thing that he always preaches is that no one should be pointing the finger, because he's always pointing the thumb, which means he's always just put the blame on him. And one thing he did say too was that it's never goodbye, it's just until next time. So we really stand behind Coach Coughlin. We love him to death, and I'm sure you would hear that from every player.